After this, there is no turning back.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is. OCD.
OCD Austin at yahoo.com, website outcastradio.net. And if you go to the website and you study, read, and view the top three stories, you will know what is about to happen. I'm not only bringing you the news, I'm telling you what is about to happen. Pope to address Congress during historical blood red moon. This has only occurred four other times in the last 500 years. And every time it occurs, very historic events occur. 1492 to 1493, four blood moons, the Jews are expelled. 1948, Israel established as a nation. 1967, Jerusalem, the capital, they recapture the capital. Four blood moons. 2014 into 2015, four blood moons. The Pope to address Congress on the Day of Atonement, the final blood moon. The day of the final blood moon, the Day of Atonement, is the day the Pope addresses a joint session of Congress. If you think that's a coincidence, you're not paying attention. Then we've got How to Fake an Alien Invasion. That's part of the Great Delusion. In the 2015 Grammy Awards, America Has Died. That article will show you where we're at. Let's get back to Chris in Colorado. Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, yeah. So, anyways, what was I saying? We're talking about the clever entertainment industry, because it's the signals are being sent through the media. By media, I mean like movies and entertainment, not necessarily through the news. But that's why it's clever, because in a way, it's easy to disguise, and in a way, it's easy to read for those who can interpret it, what's going on. And it's like, it's blatantly obvious. So in a way, for those who, for anyone that wants to read into it, they'll be able to read into it. And for others, it'll just be a joke to them, because they'll say, why would they do that out in the open? And that's why it's so clever. It's because what we're entering into is so hard for the average person to grasp. It's so hard to imagine that something like this can happen in history. They just cannot accept it, even though it's fed to them, like spoon-fed to them, like little children in front of their TV screens. They will not be able to accept it. And I think it kind of ties into what you're saying about the Pope, because I don't know what the Pope's going to do, honestly, but if people are following what's going on in Jerusalem with the mosques there, and what's going on with the Pope in conjunction with the Third Temple, they'll see that this whole thing, like what's going on in America, all is child's play compared to what's going on in Israel, because kind of it's what's going on in America is almost child's play to what the history of the Catholic Church is, because that determines everything, in my view.
And it's a good view, and I believe an accurate one. Appreciate the call, Chris. Have a great night. We'll get into the Third Temple next. I'm going to really pull back the covers tonight. 800-313-9443.
Extend your life with Extend. Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of microplant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Tell you something. I normally haven't gone this far down the rabbit hole, but I think as things begin to get even darker, I probably need to tell you what I believe is going to happen more so. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Third Temple. Let me ask you questions, okay? First one is, the Freemasons, they seem to be obsessed with Solomon's Temple. You know who else is obsessed with Solomon's Temple? The Mormons. You know who else? The Jews. The Jews, not all, some believe the Messiah has yet to come. They actually believe that Messiah will come again, but that temple needs to be built. So how do you do that? As it is right now, you have the Dome of the Rock. And you have surrounding it 36 of the most contentious acres on the planet. That land is where it's all going to happen. Just 36 acres. So right now you have the Dome of the Rock center. And underneath it, allegedly, is where the second temple was. So how do you build a third temple if you've got the Dome of the Rock and the Alias Mosque blocking it? Well, the reality is, this is what I believe, that the third temple will be built next to the Dome of the Rock. So simultaneously, you'll have worship, Jewish worship, and Muslim worship simultaneously. This will occur, in my opinion, after World War III, because the world will clamor for peace. And it's not just my opinion, it's what I've read. It's how I interpret things. But after World War III, the world will clamor for peace, and finally there will be a deal. There will be a Palestinian state. It is going to happen. And there's going to be an Israeli state. So there's going to be two countries, Israel and Palestine. And the UN troops will secure it. And for a period of 7 years, you will have a new ruler. In 3.5 years, he'll make a declaration that he's in fact God. All of this ties into these headlines. Hope to address Congress during historical blood red moon on the very day of atonement, the very day of the last blood moon. How to fake an alien invasion, disclosure, and actually the deception involved. And finally, the 2015 Grammy Awards, America Has Died, shows you that the entertainment field is telling you the truth. Entertainment gives you the truth. Lion Williams does not. Let's go to Matt in Missouri. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Don. Yeah, I think you're right on the money, man. Yeah, Hollywood's definitely telling you the truth. You look at some of these other movies out there, too, like the Batman series, The Dark Knight Rising. Bane in that movie is telling Bruce, when he's got him in the cave, how he's going to destroy Gotham, and he's going to poison them with hope. Just when things are at their worst, he's going to give them a glimmer of hope. And that goes right back to that movie, The Green Mile, you know, where Michael Clark Duncan's explaining to, what's that guy's name, the one who was in the... Apollo 13. Yeah, Tom Hanks. He's explaining to him, you know, how that guy really killed those girls. He killed them with their love, you know, exploited their love for each other, and they wouldn't make a sound so he could do what he wanted to them. And that's the same way the world system's going now. You go from Dark Knight right into Star Trek, into darkness, battling the battle on Kronos, the god of time. That Jonathan Cleck channel I was telling you about last week, I hope you got a chance to check it out. He's got a partner that he works with who's got another YouTube channel called Scrawny to Brawny, and man, that dude, he goes through all the Hollywood movies showing you the inside scoop on them.
Well, this new one, Jupiter Ascending, pretty much picks up where Prometheus left off, and it is very dark. It has to do with it has a lot to do with social Darwinism. And it talks about the essence of human beings being harvested, much like stem cells. And it is what becomes the fountain of youth. And so humans are harvested in the movie Jupiter Ascending. It's amazing. These movies are just telling you what they want to do.
No, right out in your face. And what gets me is when you try to talk to your church friends, who won't listen to any of this so-called conspiracy theory stuff, you ask them what they think of that movie, The Matrix, and 9 out of 10 of them will tell you, you know, I just didn't get that movie. That didn't make any sense to me.
And unfortunately, those that are guilty the most are the pastors, the church, the ministers, who turn a blind eye to the most important events that are occurring right now. The reemergence of the Nephilim, a one-world currency, a one-world religion, and a one-world leader. And nobody in the church, for the most part, is talking about any of this.
Oh, have you ever heard of Hank Henegraaff? He's got a show on the radio called The Bible Answer Man.
Oh, yeah. All he does is put down everybody.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I actually got through to his show and asked him about that. Oh, he absolutely denies Genesis 6. That's just talking about the ungodly line and the godly line. It has nothing to do with fallen angels or anything like that. I mean, this poor cat, he's way out there. I do believe you're onto something with the Third Temple, though, because some stories I've seen on YouTube, they're saying that you actually have the reemergence of the original Hebrew language in the Holy Land now. You have an entire priest class that has already built all the golden articles for the temple, and they've even started sacrificing over there again.
That's right. Two other biblical prophecies have come true. One is the spotless red heifer, which occurred about 6 years ago, I believe. And you're right, all the implements for worship have already been created. And my understanding, from what I've read, is that temple is already being prefabricated so it can be erected in no time.
It's being preformed and built and ready to go and staged.
Yes.
So when the time comes, they can just pop it in there. I do believe this pope is more than likely going to be the false prophet. I just can't put my finger on who the Antichrist might be. I know there's a lot of people out there that think Barack Obama's the Antichrist. I don't buy that.
I don't
either. But by the same token, you know, the scripture says that he will come out of Egypt. And that's one of the things I was hoping you'd check out on that Jonathan Kleck channel, because God told him to go back and do some research on Akhenaten and the hieroglyphs. And he has broken down some really amazing stuff from the old hieroglyphs. If you get to see some of those videos, it'll blow you away.
Another cat you might want to check out, I interviewed him about 5 months ago, Rob Skiba. He really gets into all of this too, as well as L.A. Marzulli.
Right on. I've got to hear L.A. a couple of times, not as much as I'd like to, but, you know, working 60 hours a week, all you can do is all you can do.
Well, let me give you a little a hint. Go to my archives. If you go to the RBN website, Republic Broadcasting Network, go to November 17th, 2014.
Okay.
That's the night I interviewed L.A. Marzulli.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah,
November 17th. Cool.
November 17th. It was a pretty cool interview. He did all the talking, and I did all the listening.
Right on. Now, how do you think America fits into Bible prophecy, though?
I'm not really too sure. I'm beginning to lean towards New York City being the Great Babylon.
You've got three city states on the planet. You've got the City of London, Vatican, and Washington, D.C., and I've always seen those as political, military, and economic. And with everything melting into one sphere right now, I mean, I'm thinking that my wife and other people I know are finally catching on. You can see plainly that everything's going on to destroy people's faith in governments, all of them, not just ours. There's constant hacks on stores, credit card systems, banking systems, the economic system. Everybody's doubting that. I think they want to collapse. Yes.
Can you hang on during the break? I want to continue this conversation.
Yes, sir.
All right. Terrific. We'll continue with Matt in Missouri, breaking it down on Outkast Radio.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Outcast Radio, 800-313-9443. There was a priest by the name of Malachi, and he had a vision from God. Believe it or don't believe it, but his vision was this, that there would be 112 popes. The final one would be the false prophet. Pope Francis is number 112. Take it for what it's worth. The movies are telling you where this is going. If you really want to know the truth, here's what you do. Turn on the NBC Nightly News with guys like Brian Williams, and whatever he says, believe the opposite. And then go watch the sci-fi movies and believe most of it. 800-313-9443. Back to Matt in Missouri. What's your theory on this third temple, Matt?
I do believe we're going to see... whether it's built side by side or if they find some way to knock down the dome, I think we're going to see that temple coming along pretty soon. Like I was starting to say before the break, all this information is coming out now on every government on the planet being crooked. All the monetary systems cannot be trusted. You've got all the scandals in all the churches. I think everything's designed to destroy credibility and all the systems that we already have, so that it gets bad enough that people will welcome a new idea, a new regime, a new planetary government, kind of like the Star Trek model of the Federation. You know, it's all designed to wipe out our faith. I honestly see America slightly in the scriptures when it talks about the bear of the north. It also talks about the lion and the young lion, and I see that as being England and America. But I see us being right on the brink of that temple being built in the very near future. And if I'm not mistaken, I honestly believe the four horsemen of the apocalypse are already riding. Peace has been taken from the earth. You've already had almost a third of the ocean killed by Fukushima. disease, pestilence, famine, everything it talks about happening when the four horsemen start to ride, I think that's going on now. That doesn't mark the beginning of the tribulation, though. I think the beginning of the tribulation is marked with a 7-year peace treaty, and I think that's just right around the corner. You were asking last week, what's the next event? I think it really could be the temple being built.
It could very well be. Do you believe that the catalyst will be World War III?
I think World War III is going to be a byproduct. I think it's, you're going to have somebody step up on the scene to take control. As faith continues to be disintegrated in all of man's systems, you're going to go into World War III. Out of that, I think the one world leader is going to merge. I think they're going to run kind of hand in hand, really. I mean, how else are you going to get the destruction of, you know, one third of the green grass, one third of the ocean, one third of everything else?
There has to be some sort of cataclysmic event to usher in this two-state solution, because this is a 5,000-year-old feud. And there, it has to get so bad, in my opinion, and from reading scripture and the news, that there has to be some sort of event where the world will clamor and say, enough is enough. And the other part of it is, the Antichrist actually delivers on the goods. Initially, there will be peace and prosperity and plenty of it for the first 3.5 years. This place, this planet, is going to look pretty damn good once the Antichrist gets in control of it for at least 3.5 years.
How do you see him doing that, though? I mean, the entire planet is buried in so much debt right now that this guy is going to have to be a master of all. He's going to have to wipe out debts. Yes. And I think that's going to be part of what brings in the Mark of the Beast system.
It's going to be dominoes. What I see happening first is the EU collapsing, then the dollar collapsing. We may move into a North American Union on a temporary basis, but I actually see the world divided into 10 regions. North America, South America, Europe, Africa, Asia, Australia, etc.
You've already got that. I was watching a video on C-SPAN a couple of years ago. In fact, I've got the DVD at home. A guy by the name of Thomas Barnett, on loan to the Pentagon from the Naval War Museum, breaking down the Pentagon's plan. And in his plan, they already had the Earth divided up into 10 regions. And he was laying out the plan on how they were going to conquer all 10 regions. Some of it economically, you know, some of it militarily, you know, some of it through trades and sanctions. And this is going back to, I think, 2007 or 2008 when I saw that video. I mean, it blew my mind so bad I actually had to call C-SPAN and order that DVD.
It is an amazing time we live in. And
absolutely.
I'm telling you, I think this is the year that some sort of event is going to occur. I don't know if it's economic, if it's war, if it's religious, but how in the world can you chalk this up to a coincidence, Matt? The fact that the Pope is going to address Congress, a joint session of Congress, on the Day of Atonement, on the final day of the blood red moon, the fourth one. On the
Brother, we're
day.
Seeing the Bible being fulfilled.
Nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life. Really? I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals. Wow, why are you so nice to me? Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China and the shipping is free.
Tuesday, February 10th, 2015. If you'd like to email me, ocdaustin@yahoo.com. I have a day job now, so I'm only answering my email once a day. So if it takes a while, please be patient. I promise I will answer your email unless you're just insane. I have a couple of insane listeners who constantly are emailing me. It's just incredible. And the website, of course, is outcastradio.net. If you go to my website, especially tonight, you will see that 3 stories tie in to what I believe is just around the corner. Let me explain. Pope to address Congress during historical blood red moon, Ted Rad. 4 blood moons occurring has only happened in 1492 to 1493, 1948, 1967, and 2014 to 2015. They have always been harbingers of cataclysmic events. 1492 to 1493, the Jews were expelled by King Ferdinand and Isabella out of Spain. 1948, 4 blood moons. Israel became a state through the Balfour Agreement. 1967, Jews took back Jerusalem as their capital. 2014 to 2015 is up next, and we're in the middle of it. We've already had 2. but this story about the Pope addressing Congress during the historical blood red moon is unbelievable to me, because it's occurring on the very day of the very last, the fourth blood red moon. Is it a coincidence? I can't believe it's a coincidence at this point. Could there be some sort of event just prior to this date, which is September 24th, that would make this address even more important? For example, and this is all conjecture, if there was a financial collapse just prior to the Pope addressing both chambers of Congress, this address, this speech, would have even more relevance and importance, because maybe some financial announcement would be made about the currency, or maybe there's some sort of military incursion that would occur just prior. I don't know. There's just something about this. It's just, here's the deal. It's just lining up. I've been connecting the dots for years, and now I'm beginning to see a real pattern. That is not a coincidence that he's addressing Congress on the very day of the very last blood red moon. Up next, the 2015 Grammy Awards, America Has Died. This article gets into great detail about what actually occurred on Sunday night. And I know I talked about it a little bit last night, but this article really breaks it down and how far removed we are from God. And finally, how to fake an alien invasion. Some call it disclosure. Some believe that, in fact, this alien invasion will be comprised of a return of the Nephilim. And the question is, who are the Nephilim? I'm glad you asked. Now we move over to a brand new movie called Jupiter Ascending. In the movie, and I'm going to read this from the article, okay? I'm tying this all together for you. Another interesting feature of the movie Jupiter Ascending, brand new movie, made by the producers of The Matrix and V for Vendetta, is the fact that humanity is controlled secretly by an invisible and all-powerful race of aliens, always watching and being vigilant, sometimes caring, sometimes destroying as they please. According to the ancient astronauts' theory, the angels are in reality aliens that visited the Earth a long time ago and inbreeded with humans. That is Genesis chapter 6 screaming at you. The sons of God saw that the women were fair, and they had sex with them and produced a race of Nephilim. And the Nephilim are a hybrid, half-human, half-dark angel. And the Book of Enoch also talks about that. If you do believe that the flood occurred, why, and this is a question that I think has stumped Christians and just theologians and people that don't even believe. Okay, if it's true that God flooded the earth, why? Why would he wipe out the entire earth except for Noah? Well, the reason could be the earth was corrupted with a hybrid race. And are you going to tell me it's a coincidence that this movie, Jupiter Rising, is about that? According to the ancient astronauts' theory, the angels are in reality aliens. They're also known as the Watchers. They fell in love with the daughters of mortals, inbred with them, originating a destructive race of giants called the Nephilim. It just blows my mind. I don't know, maybe it's just this particular show or this particular night, but it seems like all of the dots are connecting in a way that they've never connected before. It makes perfect sense to me. And then that ties into the movie Prometheus, which ties into the movie Lucy, which ties into the movie Transcendence, which ties into The Matrix, which ties into Blade Runner. The movies are telling you the truth. The dark side has to reveal its cards before they play them. That's the deal with the Illuminati. They're telling you. The entertainment industry is telling you what is about to happen. And if you watch the mainstream news, whatever they say, believe the opposite. Believe the opposite of the mainstream news and believe the sci-fi movies that are coming out. If you have that sort of paradigm, that frame of reference, you will have clarity. And then when you set that next to the Bible and then you read what's going on in the headlines, it makes perfect sense to me. Everything makes perfect sense. The idea that Kurzweil wants this singularity to become eternal apart from God, to upload his mind into a computer and then upload that into an avatar. Because if man can attain immortality apart from God, then there is no God. The wages of sin are not death. Man will have achieved what Satan and Lucifer, one and the same, have always wanted, to be God. I am God, you are God, we are God. And this goes all the way back to the Pope. The Pope was asked the question about aliens a few months ago. Would they be eligible for salvation? And he said, yes, God loves all creatures. Well, that's not scriptural. God was made in man's image. Or rather, man was made in God's image, not the angels. I don't know. To me, it just blows my mind. It just seems like it's all making sense. Or I'm insane. Other headlines making news at Outkast Radio include Josh Earnest, Paris kosher deli not attacked because of religion. Apparently, the Obama administration is sticking to its guns and saying that the Paris kosher deli attack was not because of religion. You had Muslims come in and shoot up the patrons of a kosher deli. Now, I don't want to stereotype, but last time I checked, Jews seem to predominantly patronize kosher delis. I don't want to be a racist. I don't want to be politically incorrect. But logically, that seems to make sense. Yet, the press secretary for the president of the United States says, no, they were not attacked because of religion. That's all you need to know. But that's where I'm going to leave it. If I was Mark Levin, I would do 3 hours on that and just talk about Obama, Obama, and Obama. I tuned him in as I was driving home tonight, and I couldn't believe it. I actually could believe it. Every night it's the same thing. And he makes some great points about the administration, its ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. I get it. I don't disagree with anything that he says, pretty much, about this administration. But why do you have to be so one-dimensional? Why aren't you talking about anything else that's going on in this world? There are amazing occurrences every day. And yet all he talks about is Obama. And the reason is because six corporations own 95 to 98% of the media. That's all you need to know. Star Parker, she said what Obama said at the National Prayer Breakfast was quote-unquote verbal rape. You can find that video at outcastradio.net. And the video of the day, an insane carjacking caught on video in Australia. It is an unbelievable time in which we live. Are you paying attention? Some other headlines making news. CNN slammed for declaring Ukraine forces pro-U.S. They had a bit of a faux pas over at CNN. You can pull up that video. Second alleged murder-suicide by J.P. Morgan worker is 7 months. Some contend that is a conspiracy. What do they know? When do they know it? Who knows? Addictive devices. Japanese girls spend 7 hours daily on their mobile phones, sometimes up to 15 hours per day. In Japan, they now have a zero birth rate. That means that as people die, they're not being replaced. Part of the reason is the feminization of the males in Japan. Most people in Japan, I read this story about a month ago, most people in Japan are not having sex. They're not doing it. The men have become women, and the women have become men. And this has been a theme of my show for quite a while here in the United States. The poison that is feminism and what it's turned young men into in this country and young women. But in Japan, it's even worse. You talk about metrosexuals. Most Japanese men don't get involved with women now. They have been feminized to the point where Japanese girls spend 7 to 15 hours per day on their mobile phone. You know why? Because they're not hanging out with guys. girls hang out with the girls, and the guys hang out with the guys. Japan has a zero birth rate. Excellent article on Jupiter Ascending, the new movie. It gets into the Nephilim. Many theories, many ideas about what is going on right now, including the Nephilim. Got a video of the anti-Islamization protesters erupting in Europe. You can watch that video. The Monarch Massacre. Nearly a billion butterflies have vanished. Is it because of chemicals in the ground? Would it be because of chemtrails? Again, who knows? Introducing Spot, the four-legged robot dog from General Dynamics. Another insane carjacking and police chase in Los Angeles. Greece's leaders stun Europe with escalating defiance. Another snowstorm predicted for the Northeast, and Boston is going to get slammed again. They already have 6 feet of snow. Big breaking story tonight. NBC, the management, quote, "We have decided today to suspend Brian Williams as managing editor and anchor of the NBC Nightly News for 6 months. The suspension will be without pay. Is effective immediately. We will let Brian know of our decision earlier today. Lester Holt will continue as substitute anchor on the NBC Nightly News. Our review, which is being led by Richard Esposito, working closely with NBC Universal General Counsel Kim Harris, is ongoing, but I think it's important to take you through our thought process in coming up with this decision. While on the Nightly News Friday, January 30th, Ryan misrepresented events which occurred while he was covering the war in Iraq in 2003. It then became clear that on other occasions, Ryan had done the same thing while telling the story in other venues. This was wrong and completely inappropriate for someone in Ryan's position. In addition, we have concerns about comments that occurred outside NBC News while Ryan was talking about his experiences in the field. I would say Ryan Williams is done. And so what they're doing right now, probably giving Lester Holt an on-air audition. Although I don't really think he needs one. He has been the workhorse for NBC for a long time. And considering that you have two other white guys doing the news on ABC and CBS, what do you have, Scott Pelley on CBS and that young hipster dude on ABC, it would make sense to put Lester in because, well, one, he's good at it, reading the teleprompter, and two, he's black. You need a black anchor to balance it out. But there is talk that the morning host for the Today Show, Savannah, may in fact get the job. So I think right now what they're going to do is see what the Q numbers are, the Q factor, that's your likability, and see what the ratings do with Lester Holt. And if it appears that he can hold the ratings and give the network the credibility it just lost, they may give him the position, or they may give it to that woman, Savannah. Who knows? Who cares? They're just reading a teleprompter. Jon Stewart to sign off The Daily Show, the end of the fake news era. No, I'm not still on the Brian Williams story. I'm talking about the fake news, the other fake news. Jon Stewart, who defined The Daily Show for more than 15 years, will sign off as the iconic host of the Comedy Central program later this year. Stewart is expected to speak about his decision to step down on Tuesday night's program, so that's probably already occurred. So, Jon Stewart leaving The Daily Show. I know, we'll get to it. Other headlines making news include Obama asked for worldwide war authority to go after ISIS. That will make the military-industrial complex very happy. Jeb Bush, eye-popping fundraiser. If you want to hear Jeb Bush talk, it will cost you $100,000 per ticket. Feds charge Iowa woman over how she deposited husband's cash. NORAD commander, Russian bombers becoming more aggressive near U.S. territory. Mark Zuckerberg, you know, the man with Facebook, says a real estate developer is trying to extort him. What does it profit a man? Obama's 332-page plan to control the internet, according to the commissioner, the FCC commissioner, It is worse than I had imagined. Is that the FCC guy? Of course, they're talking about net neutrality and the proposal to control the internet. Problem with the internet, that's where I get all the news. It's one of the last freedom portals left. Apple becomes the first $700 billion company. Food stamp beneficiaries exceed 46 million for 39 straight months. Egypt's leader calls oil-rich Gulf allies after audio tape shows him mocking them. And finally, Bruce Jenner may become the spokesman, spokeswoman, spokes-whatever, the transgender right. This is...
She grew up in an Indiana town, had a good-looking mom. Never was around, but she grew up tall and
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
States. I want to leave you with this clip just to show you where this administration is coming from. This clip is entitled Josh Earnest, Paris Kosher Deli, Not Attacked Because of Religion.
back to the question Jim was asking about his description of the being at the kosher deli in Paris as being a randomly shoot a bunch of folks in a deli of Paris. I mean, this was not a random shooting of a bunch of folks in a deli in Paris. This was an attack on a kosher deli.
Then we can just go back live.
Those terrorists attacked that deli because there would be Jews in that deli.
We don't have that clip. John, why don't you just play a bumper? We've only got a minute left anyway.
And some of the writings that they put out afterwards, what their motivation was. The adverb that the president chose was used to indicate that the individuals who were killed in that terrible, tragic incident were killed not because of who they were, but because of where they randomly happened to be.
They weren't killed because they were in a Jewish deli, though? They were in a kosher deli?
These individuals were not targeted by name. This is
not
the point.
Not by name, but by religion, were they not?
Well, John, there were people other than just Jews who were in that deli.
Do you see any doubt that deli was attacked because it was a kosher deli? This
no,
was not
John.
Any
I,
random deli.
No, John.
It was a kosher deli.
I answered the question once. No. Ed.
So then why didn't the president acknowledge that? If he knows that and it's obvious, why didn't he say that?
The president has acknowledged that on many occasions when he's had the opportunity to speak about it.
If some Jews were to go into a mosque and do the same thing, I guess Josh Earnest would say, well, there were other people in that mosque besides Muslims. It's pretty funny. I think once you take the emotion out and you just realize it is what it is, then it doesn't bother you as much. This is what it is. And I'm not going to pull a Mark Levin and go ballistic every night, although I probably could make seven figures doing that. I just prefer to stay out here in the wilderness and try to bring you the truth night after night. Sometimes we get close. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm talking about. I guess that would be most of the time. Check out the website, outcastradio.net. Hope to address Congress during a historical blood red moon. That, to me, is the mother lode. That is the most important article you need to read. Because when you gain an understanding that the Pope is going to speak on the final day of atonement, on the day of the final blood red moon, and that these moons have always historically portended to cataclysmic events. Could an event occur just before the Pope is to speak? I have no idea, but it certainly is worth discussing. Have a great night. I'll talk to you tomorrow.